This is Rob Gifford in London, where, despite Britain's many problems, the press has been wallowing in its new acronym for the countries of Southern Europe. The first letters of Portugal, Italy, Greece and Spain spell it out: PIGS. But former senior economist at the IMF, Simon Johnson, says Britain should not be gloating at countries like Greece.
Greece is an extreme example, but unfortunately the budget situation in these other countries is also weak. And I have to add the UK to this list. You know, unless you can persuade the markets that you're really going to bring the budget under control within the foreseeable future, you're going to have big trouble.
The concern is that British debt could possibly rise to 100% of GDP by 2013. One big difference, though, is that Britain is not in the euro currency, so it still controls its own interest rates, and the exchange rate of the pound sterling gives flexibility. Alistair Newton of Nomura in London thinks the southern European countries are very different from Britain.
They already had larger fiscal deficits because of structural impediments in their economy. And it's those structural impediments which need to be addressed in those economies. The UK dealt with many of those issues during the 1980s and 1990s.
The biggest structural issue is labour market reform, a hot topic across the Irish Sea as well, where some say the I in PIGS should be Ireland, not Italy. But, says Alistair Newton, Ireland has by and large taken the tough measures in public spending that Southern Europe is balking at.
The Irish government made a number of very tough decisions, bringing in a biting austerity programme, and I think both Ireland and the UK have benefited from to an extent is that during the boom periods, both benefited from a considerable influx of foreign workers from Eastern Europe in particular, and a lot of those workers actually went home when the slowdown came.
So while Britain and Ireland may not be pigs to the slaughter, just yet anyway, they've found their way into the other latest acronym that covers, rather loosely, Spain, Turkey, United Kingdom, Portugal, Ireland and Dubai, known collectively on the trading floors here as STUPID. Rob Gifford, NPR News.